You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Speaking of the Christmas spirit and the Christmas season, we got a couple big things going on this weekend. We've got our Christmas piano recital for my daughter, and then we've got breakfast with Santa on Saturday. Two things when it comes to those two things. Awkward shopping experience yesterday. I just want to give a shout out to all the moms at a couple different Targets yesterday that was giving me the stink eye because I'm in there, the only man in the little girl's clothing section, trying to find a Christmas dress for my daughter, trying to be a good dad, and the amount of moms there giving me the stink eye because they thought maybe I was some sort of creeper or something. That's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Why would
Please
they
don't
think
do that?
That.
I don't know, but they just kept eyeing me. You know, like they were just keeping an eye on me, you know, because I was
maybe they just,
the only
maybe they
guy
didn't
in
think
there.
You were a creeper. Maybe they thought you were dead, but they were just afraid you were going to get something hideous.
I don't know. But
and they
then,
wanted to step in and kind of steer you towards a cuter dress.
I'm pretty good at picking out.
Did you get one with like a reindeer
wardrobes.
On it or something?
No, it was like a flannelly looking thing. At one point, I did finally get on the phone with Knick Knack and say, hey, what sizes, you know, and then I'm going to send you some pictures. There so I made go. It. Clear that I was not a pervert, you know, wandering the kids' aisles. I'm there for business, but
business.
Business. So that was a little takeaway yesterday. And then my second thing is with this breakfast with Santa tomorrow.
What is that?
We do it every year. It's through Foothills, and we go to an actual breakfast, and it's a bunch of parents and a bunch of kids, and they get you in the room, and they provide a big breakfast for everybody, and then Santa comes in, ho, 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 and he greets all the children, and you get some private time with Santa to talk about what you want and everything, and it's kind of fun because you're limited to about, like, 30 kids, I think, in this breakfast, or 30, 40. So you actually get some time, and it's a lot of fun, and they do crafts and crap. So.
How does one get such an exclusive ticket?
You just got to sign up about 6 months in advance.
Oh.
Through Foothills' website. But my question is, at what point do the kids stop seeing Santa? Because I'm looking at Reed, who's 10.
Mm-hmm.
He's teetering. You know, and I know we're going to be doing this for the next few years. So, I mean, you know, Lila's 6.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she's 7, 8, 9, the magic's still there. But then Reed's 11, 12, 13.
And he's too cool for Santa?
And at what point do you become a little too cool? This is a little too silly to be sitting over there telling Santa what you want, giving him a list.
How
old were you? When does that happen? I was trying to think that if it were up to my mom, I'd still be seeing Santa every year. We had to go. We used to go downtown to the Tabor Center because they had like a Mac Daddy Christmas setup, and they had the same Santa out there every year because it was one of Santa's helpers, and we had to see him every single year. And man, I got to tell you, I was at least 14, 15,
oh
I want to say.
God,
my mom was dragging me down there. She's like, it's just for fun, just to get the picture. It's just fun at this point.
Now, so, this is starting to explain a lot about this relationship with you and your mother.
So do I torture my son the same way that my
no,
mom tortured me?
No, the answer is
me,
no, you don't.
Or...
No. No.
I kind of want to.
Please
though, you know?
Break the string.
Break the cycle, please.
Please.
So anyway, don't be jealous, Dom.
I guess the most important thing out of that whole conversation is what do they serve for breakfast?
Like eggs, sausage, hash browns, the whole nine.
Oh, okay.
One year they had Chick-fil-A cater it, which was the best Christmas gift ever.
And then the second question is, what does it cost for...
Let's not get into that.
You can tell me.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Knick-knack.
Give me a rough.
I don't even know. I really don't know because Nicole books it every year.
If it's so exclusive and only 30 children,
I
want to
say it's like 30 kids a piece or something.
30 bucks per kid?
Per kid, I want to say. It's not cheap if I recall.
That's some pretty expensive sausage, man.
You know? No joke. That's why
I
bring a Ziploc bag and shove the sausage in my pockets.
All you gotta do is make a call to one realtor, and they'll do like a free Santa visit. I mean,
I usually go over and steal Santa's sack and fill it full of sausage and eggs before I leave.
Get your money's worth
and
anyway.
Run.